Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now back to Hot Talk.
Yes, indeed. Gotta fight the power, people. You know, I quoted a great quote. Eisenhower had just really great quotes. He was, you know, he may have been a Republican, but he was quite a man of words. But he was a journalist initially, so that would explain a lot of that. We are back on Hot Talk. And wow, okay, so how excited my panel. I'm going to let my panel introduce themselves tonight. We're going to start on this end and make our way over to our friend visiting from where from New York?
From New Jersey.
Jersey in the house.
All right. State Senator Oscar Brainin, representing Miami Gardens.
Back in the building.
State Senator Dwight Bullard, just here to support.
This is Chris Norwood, straight from the barbershop.
Matthew DeBrino from New Jersey.
Matthew DeBrino, welcome to Hot Talk. Okay, so Chris, you and Chris, though, work together.
So Matthew and I went to law school together. He transferred from, we went to St. Thomas. He transferred to Rutgers, mm-hmm. and he practices law in New Jersey, as well as runs a mortgage
company, yeah.
Okay.
Helping people become homeowners.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Very good.
More importantly, though, you know, this is the guy that I talk to when I'm trying to understand why does anybody support Donald Trump? And he's going to explain it to us.
And that is why.
I'm going to try.
And that's why you're here. So yes, Matthew, that is the $24,000 question, my friend. You are honestly a Trump supporter.
Well, I go back to where you started from the very beginning with the Eisenhower quote,
mm-hmm.
where you talked about Dr. Martin Luther King. First of all, it's a pleasure to be in the room with all you people. I've been friends with Chris for a long time. I know anyone around Chris is
good people,
very good people, and all about the community.
Ditto.
And whether or not the topic of this conversation flows the way you want, Chris will vouch that I'm very much about the community and very much trying to
right.
make things better on an overall level. But what you had said is MLK can't be bought.
Right.
Which is great virtue.
Right.
I don't believe we have a government anymore. I don't believe we have that freedom. I believe that the United States of America is no longer about the individual, but about the big corporation. And this is not necessarily an indictment on the current administration or the two parties running.
Right.
But when you ask why would anyone support this man?
Right.
Well, it's because people, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
are fed up with what's blatantly been going on, in my opinion.
Right.
You could go very simply to the EpiPen. The EpiPen saves
right.
lives.
Right.
Absolutely saves lives. However, it's now becoming too expensive for some people to save their lives.
Most people. Right.
Most people, absolutely. And why is that? Well, it's because big farmers got a big hand in the elections on all levels.
Mm-hmm.
with the lobbyists, and they're not going to make that change. So I think that the majority of the supporters are just fed up with the way things are going. With
so it's not necessarily Trump in sum total, but the idea that it's somebody from the outside who, you know, could go in and shake up, who has done business differently than they do it in Washington, and they think that that skill set, you think that that skill set will transfer well to running the country?
Well, I mean, I can't speak on behalf of everyone that supports Trump.
No,
right,
no,
but
you're here
you.
To speak for everybody that supports Trump.
Right.
Let me preface that. Okay.
I got some guns in here that just sharp and giving you your time.
Can we mention that I'm telephoned in? I'm not actually in the building.
I'm physically here. Right. It's a hologram.
Oh, man. Well, to backtrack, when the technically I would consider myself a Republican.
Okay.
I don't believe the Republican Party exists anymore.
I would agree with you.
Okay. And that goes, you know, part of to my argument why people are fed up. My first choice when we had 16 different individuals running for president
right.
was Dr. Ben Carson, because I felt he had the best message about
okay.
America.
Really?
Absolutely.
That's okay.
That's okay. What I felt. I felt that he was all about bringing Americans to the opportunity again.
Okay.
Letting them know that there was more for them than, you know, like we had discussed with Mr. Wright, who has a wonderful initiative,
mm-hmm.
but showing these kids that, hey, there's a lot more for you. And I felt that although he was not so sharp when it came to the debates, quite frankly.
Right.
His overall message is what really hit home with me.
Okay.
Kind of lost my train of thought right there, but
I can help.
Yeah, because
it's like the second debate here.
Dr. Carson is a brilliant surgeon, correct?
Right.
And as you are an attorney and you work on mortgages, I have not gone to law school yet, but I don't think you want me defending your case. Right, I'm probably not one, and I thought that when Dr. Carson fell in the debates, it was simply because he just wasn't ready to become the leader of the free world. Because there are certain things that are done in preparation to become the leader of the free world, just like the things you do to become a great surgeon. And he had not done those things. And I wouldn't mind if Dr. Carson said, you know what, I'm going to take my hand at running city council, state rep, maybe even congressman, and get at least understand how the government itself should work. I know you said something about people don't want want government, but it comes at some point where you say, well, I want somebody to at least know the three branches of government. I want someone that understands how those branches work. And I think that we're getting to a point where we're not even asking for that in that those simple
level
things.
Of yeah
right. And so that I'm not going to delve into the Trump thing. I think Dwight wanted to get into that.
Right. He's like, we'll just turn it over to Dwight. Well, so okay, right. I mean, I'm kind of lost at the whole idea of, you know, these people said that they want an outsider, they don't want a politician. It's like, but okay, well, but it's politics. So, but where do you weigh in on
this,
my friend?
So you got to understand that we here in Florida are a little shell shocked because we've already dealt with and are currently dealing with the outsider, non-politician that decided to become chief executive of our state.
Yes.
And
can we tell him stories about him?
Oh, there are so many stories we can tell. We don't have that kind of time, right? So,
how about the time he told you was from the hood, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
That he grew up like you in public housing.
Yeah, he grew up in public housing.
Rich Scott told you that?
He told all the black electors.
He told all of us. He was sitting there eating, and Dwight was eating, and we missed it. And Dwight said to me, he said, did he just say we grew up in the project? And I said, I think he did.
Trump said we walk out the house and get shot. So,
well,
I mean, you
said
know,
we
there's
live
a
in
narrative.
Hell.
That,
so,
right.
So my thing is, you don't have to show me. You've already told me and shown me in Florida. So we're a little apprehensive, fist balled up like,
right.
Hey, Donald Trump, we've seen you before. We're
right.
trying to get rid of you.
Right.
We want you to exit stage left. My question is, to you is, as a New Jersey guy, right?
Matthew.
I mean, so Chris Christie wasn't on the radar. And the reason I say Chris Christie is because I think anyone who watches politics, when you looked at that group of 17, you said to yourself, who, if things didn't go our way as Democrats, who do we, you know, who could we tolerate in the White House, or who could we sort of see has the centrist message that we want? And so I would say, and I can't speak for everybody, I would say people were looking at Kasich. People even were maybe looking at Christie.
Right.
Yeah.
As sort of this, you know, kind of person who could bridge whatever divide, but still kind of hold on to his Republican principles and do that whole thing. So I'm curious as to, as a being a New Jersey guy, why you were like, nah, Christie's a no-go for me. I'm going with this sort of outsider's perspective, because I think that helps us understand the state of the mindset of people right now, saying that we won Trump, and Carson was ahead in the polls for a little bit too. And
right.
You had these moments where these outsiders were the dominant force. You know, Mitt Romney to a degree was an outsider in 12.
Because there's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah.
You know, that there's so many people. I mean, you know, at least 40 million.
And I'll even go as far as to say, Democrats probably felt the same way in 08 with Obama. You know,
right.
he was the outsider.
Untainted.
Right, right.
Had kind of just gotten there, new, fresh ideas, the whole nine yards. So,
I'm curious.
But his was hope and change. This is a... not a lot of hope and change in the Trump message.
Yeah, I mean, you gave me a lot of things to discuss. So going back, I'm not a fan of Chris Christie, and I'll say that point blank, because he's exactly the epitome of the problem. He's a bully. I've watched him in town halls where someone calls him out on a topic perhaps that maybe he didn't want to hear about.
Right.
And when he tried to skirt the question, and you said it best, we don't want a politician, but it's politics.
Right.
But that's the problem. That's when becoming a public servant became politics, in my opinion. So going back to that, the bully part of this, him telling people to sit down and shut up when they're trying to make a valid point, for me personally, that turns me off. Now, I go back to the overall discussion. They all took an oath on that first debate. They all sat there and said, are you going to take a pledge? Whoever it is, whoever we nominate, are you going to back them?
Right.
And they all said yes. And guess what? None of them are doing it. So to me, personally,
Chrissy's
hanging by a thread right now north of Bridgegate. I mean, Kelly testified on yesterday, Kelly, she's going to testify on Monday. I think he's going to have a major, major,
major problem.
But nonetheless, you said you were going to do one thing. You didn't do it. You walked away. You basically left this man on an island. I'm not saying he is the best, but he is what they put forth. This is the pledge they said. So as an individual like myself, I see them make this pledge and take it away, and I want to get as far away from that as possible, quite frankly.
Right.
And if we look about it, and, you know, there's a lot, you know, getting into the way this election is run, and I understand, Dwight, you know, you're seeing some of this and a little bit in yours, the, you know, the constant clouding of the issues by just throwing trash at people. But if you, you know, no matter how these emails were released, whether it was China, Russia, or whoever, there was definitely a movement in the DNC to suppress Bernie Sanders. An absolute movement. And now for me, I think that just takes away what's the sense of the primary if the machine is going to say, doesn't matter who you vote for, this is who we're putting in. So that's why I think people are turned off by the politics. You know, I'm kind of shocked.
Well, I think that, you know, I'm gonna take Omar, but I think a lot of what's turning people off about the politics is that what we're hearing, we're not supposed to be hearing. That's like, I mean, anybody in this room, anybody in the sound of my voice, if right now I started reading your emails on this radio. Okay, it would not be a good thing.
You would not think it's a good thing. My emails are clean. They nice.
Listen to you.
People be emailing me. I'd be like, I don't even know you.
You just told me this yesterday.
Actually, I got an automatic message that just says, God bless. All my emails.
But
all
I mean, think about it. Even just, I mean, I think of just inner office kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what they're doing. What we are able to see, you know, is how you shape a campaign. And a lot of things, I feel like I'm being taken out of context because of what they're talking about. You just wouldn't want to know how we you would not want to, any, Jill, Mark, Phil, or anybody at hot105fm.com. You wouldn't want to see our emails, okay? It would change. You see what I'm saying? Those are not public items. And the fact that people are not upset about the whole privacy issue, the fact that they have stolen this woman's emails or stolen the campaign's emails, and they're all over the place, and we're okay with that. Everybody's okay with, you know.
I do hear what they're saying about the DNC thing and everything, but at the end of the day, people vote. People went into a booth and they pushed a button, and more people pushed a button for Hillary than pushed a button for Bernie Sanders. No email right. or nothing said would've in those emails. Really, I thought will make someone push a button differently. It's a campaign, and it was part of a campaign.
You know what? I mean, I think if we're honest, I think that most people thought, really liked Bernie Sanders' message, right. but they did not think that he would be able to get the support. He was going to be in the same position as Barack was, and we just could not take that chance of having another president, and then no matter how great their approval rating is, but they can't get anything done because they're just being blocked from the day they walk in the office. I mean, I know for me, I think it's a bad thing,
and they've been saying that whole blocking from the day you get in the office is what creates someone like a Donald Trump.
That's why we have
And that. So, you know, I don't believe that a politics needs to be so far either way, right? Mm-hmm. It needs to be very much about what the people want, right?
Because you all are just normal people. I mean, you all are, you know, pretty decent normal people.
Mm-hmm.
But people would not believe that when I say, you know, Senator Oscar Brandon and Senator Dwight Bullard, it's like, you know, but they seem so normal on the radio. I'm like, they are normal.
you see these ads about this guy, Dwight Bullard, and they're complete falsehoods.
Crazy.
And they're the type of things that do turn people off from politics. They're the type of things where they're stretching the truth, when you're, in my opinion, just outright lying. And using identity politics, and I think in this dog whisperer that everyone talks about, right? I mean, these are the type of things that just turn people off in general.
Omar on line one. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Thanks for holding, Omar.
Yeah, hi, Drew. How you doing?
Good. How you?
I'm good. First, I want to tell Senator Brandon, job well done on the business brunch last Saturday, and I think the turnout was fantastic. And I still want to get back with you in reference to that issue we talked about, black mental health.
Yes, yes, definitely. So,
I just want to get to the point. The bottom line is it's about the voters. Everybody's talking about get out and vote and get out and vote, but what people are not talking about is your responsibility after you vote. We're getting the government that we deserve. When you put these people work for you. So you just don't vote them. Like, I'm big on this. You vote these people in, but you don't go to the office to check on them for 4 years. So what do you think they're going to do? So when you say government's not working, if you have not called your representative on any issue, if you've not kept up with anything that's important to you in the last 4 years, then you don't have a right to say that the system does not work because you have not really took your full part in the system. Now, as far as Donald Trump goes, let's call it what it is. This is about racism. The Mason-Dixon line starts at the end of Pennsylvania. When you look at all these states that are for Donald Trump, they are all these racist states that were built on racism that up until 1860 or whatever, still wanted black people to be slaves, and let's call it what it is. These people will cut off their nose despite their face. They have the worst poverty in those states. They have the worst unemployment. They have the worst health care. But yet they constantly vote for these people and put them in. Rick Scott got caught stealing $5 billion for welfare fraud, basically, and these people still voted him in twice. So to me, it's a race issue. And I think black people have to be very conscious. They do have to vote, but they have to hold Hillary Clinton accountable. They have to hold all their representatives accountable to see that issues in their community are addressed. And when that, but I don't know who it was when they're talking about Republicans, but Republicans have been against everything for people. They've been against health care. They've been against unemployment. They've been against Social Security. They've been against tax cuts for the poor. They've been for tax increase for the wealthy. They've been obstructionist. And so when you sit up there and say that somebody should vote for a Republican, I don't understand how anybody in their right mind, unless you're extremely wealthy and white, would want to vote for any group that is against everything that has to do with kindness and dignity and caring about people. So, okay. And their record speaks for itself. And on that, I'm going to let somebody else get in and thanks a lot.
All right. You know, I spoke to Omar at the thing, and some of the point at my Brandon Business Brunch, which went great, and thank you very much. Mm-hmm. A lot of people came out. There's over 100 businesses and people there.
Awesome.
The points that Omar was making were very valid. And mm-hmm. what he was saying was, it's not just about voting on Election Day.
Right.
It's not just about the person who you like the most. It's about what happens after that and holding them accountable.
Right.
And making sure that they do something. Like, if he was saying, if you don't go visit your state representative or call them or at least look to see what they're doing after you voted for them,
right.
then you're doing a disservice to the whole system because they can just do whatever and they don't do anything. And I think he was expounding on that point on that call there. And he's right. He is 100% right. I know people that come up to Tallahassee and they do stuff like vote against Medicaid expansion. Well, they got people in their district that don't have health care.
Healthcare, right.
And, you know, and that's because the people in their district ain't holding them accountable and saying, you know what, since you went up there and voted against my interests, I'm not going to vote for you now.
Right.
So, you know, I
well,
feel it.
You know, and a lot of that is because they're just not engaged. Now, and I don't know what it's going to take to make them engage. We'll talk about that on the other side of this break. I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Hot Talk will be right back on Hot 105.
Vote because it's your right.
Vote because it's your community.
Vote because you have everything to gain and much to lose.
Vote because voting gives you the power to make change.
Election Day is Tuesday, November 8th.
Remember, if you don't vote, don't complain. Your vote is your voice on Election Day. Don't be silent.
Your vote matters.
And use your voice.
A message brought to you by your family.
Hot 105.
Today's R&B and old school.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-256-3483 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-256-3483 to take your call right now. Call 877-256-3483. That's 877-256-3483. Again, 877-256-3483.
Car accidents happen. You may be hurt and upset and think that the tow truck driver has experience in car accidents. But what you may not know is they could be working for an insurance company.
You better call now.
Would you take tax advice from a roofer?
Of course not.
So why are you taking legal advice from a tow truck driver?
Check it.
All you gotta do is listen to what 411 Payne has to say and avoid these people after the car accident. Tow truck drivers offering advice and money? That could be insurance fraud, bro.
We got the file!
Insurance companies, the last thing they want to do is cut you a check. And most importantly, imitators calling, pretending to be from 411 Payne. 411 Payne takes calls. They never, ever, ever, ever make calls. Car accident? Call 1-800-411-PAIN from home, hospital, or accident scene. Those haters and imitators, they could go kick rocks. 411 Payne will be there for you 24-7. Car accident. Remember, after 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-PAIN is a lawyer referral service, non-attorney spokespersons.
Tom Joyner in the morning, the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and everybody knows the song. 105.1.
This is the Fly.com Voice.
My Mondays with Melody Hoffman,
Malik Yoba, and actor Malcolm Barrett from Timeless.
On Tuesday,
Joan Pendergrass, wife of the late Teddy Pendergrass, and more seriously ignorant news from Damon Williams.
Get Well Wednesday, Sherry Shepherd Thursday,
and Friday we're live from the Magic City Classic, Birmingham, Alabama, with Belle Biv DeVoe dropping by the broadcast.
And Huggy
announces the Bama of the Week. All this and more in the TJMO.
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
Your views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
Dance our way out of our constriction. Cause it be freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With the groove I only got, we shall all be moved.
Hot 105.
Yes, indeed, we are back in the building. Senator Oscar Brennan, Senator Dwight Bullard, Chris Norwood, and Matthew B.
D. Matthew D.
DeBrino.
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 Yes, ma'am.
DeBrino from New Jersey. You know what? Okay, yes, ladies, you all, we were on the same headspace. They're like, it's Hot Talk After Midnight. Did he just say the D? Yeah, but he was talking about his last name. We are back on Hot Talk. So listen, the one question everybody wants to know is how in the world can you support this man? After everything, he has just been a slow burn meltdown. After 9 women are lying. I mean, I can't even go 11. Through all of them. Is it 11 now?
It's at 11.
The stripper. Yeah, because the stripper just came out. You know, but between that and his wife plagiarizing Michelle Obama and, you know, just forget the Central Park. Can't forget the Central Park 5. It's just endless. And black people can't walk outside without getting shot. And China. And Mexico, we're going to make them build that wall. I mean, I could go on. But, you know, and his most prolific words this campaign that we will all remember is grab him by the pussy. Yeah. This is what we're going to remember her.
I'd love to respond to that.
Such a nasty woman.
I mean, if I could go back to that, who was the caller that called in earlier?
Omar. Yes.
I love
right,
what
you
he
didn't
said.
Get a chance
yeah,
to hear.
I love what he said about keeping people accountable.
Yes.
I think that's very important. I don't want to go back because it's not really, I don't think it's relevant, but when these things come out that keep things accountable, when these emails come out that show the DNC calling Hispanics taco bowls, right. No one's saying anything about it. And that's the truth. That's
did
what
they really
said.
Was that some? I missed
know.
That one.
I don't know.
You got to read them. That's the thing. It's all about keeping them accountable. I mean, it is what it is. However, to suggest that I'm a racist because I prefer Donald Trump over Hillary
Clinton.
Well, no,
Clinton. I didn't say that.
Well, no,
oh,
you didn't
God.
Say that. Yeah. But that was basically.
But people do.
That was the message he had
Omar
given
was
over
saying. Omar okay, was, I couldn't hear him.
It's
yeah.
just a race line if you know, you're dealing with you're a racist. I think that's kind of the ignorance that's really pulling this country apart. To be quite honest with you, I think we have to start worrying about, and I've spoken with Chris about this many times, about unifying. It's been an ongoing
right.
work. Let's run together for the unification ticket.
But you do realize that he is throwing red meat to that racist strain of his...
To that basket of deplorables.
Right. The basket of deplorables that are following him.
I totally get it.
There is... Donald Jones was on the show last year sometime. And we were talking about how... Like, what is this? What is this groundswell? It's very much like when Obama ran and we were excited about putting him in office. However, this has a just angrier mean tilt to it. And his thesis was that, you know, the average middle-class white man has lost their narrative. A lot of those middle-class people that are following Donald Trump, that are mad as hell and they're not going to take it anymore, are now in a position very much like immigrants and minorities have been in this country for a long time. Nothing, you had to fight tooth and nail to death, to the death for everything. There was a certain white privilege that you had living in America. You were almost guaranteed at least a decent middle class living, and that's gone now. So now we're all kind of in that basket. Maybe not deplorable, but we're all kind of in that basket. And because of that, that's where this anger is coming from. But you know, it's displaced. Trump has shown up to say, yes, you're right. It's the immigrants. It's the blacks. It's the women. It's everybody. It's all of them. It's all their fault. And that's just not true.
Well, I got to chime in now. You know, first of all, Matthew, I love him to death, totally disagree with him. But I think it's very important that we hear from
the
opposing points and try to truly understand it, because
right.
I don't think this phenomenon is going away. I do believe that Donald Trump is going to lose this election.
Right.
I believe that in my heart, and I'm working towards that in my own personal life. But I believe this phenomenon
is not
of how someone like him, a multimillionaire, who's now for the working and the hard
the blue
and
the, class,
and the other and
the
all
blue this. Collar like, billionaire.
I was
he
watching Confessions of Donald Trump last night.
Right.
Like documentary on MSNBC or something.
CNN.
And I'm just remembering, because I'm from New Jersey. So I'm just remembering Donald Trump throughout my life and the stuff that I remember about him and the bravado that he had as always buying a building and throwing his name up on it and all of that stuff. And it just came back to me like, wow, this man is an inch from being president of the United States. And it blew my mind. And the fact that he doesn't really own those buildings. He's waving
franchising
something.
Him.
He's fanning a fire. Right? Yeah. He doesn't even, in my view, he doesn't even believe in the Republican Party. He doesn't believe in a lot of the principles of, in my mind. I think he says it because he wants to do, he's trying to get elected, but he's fanning a fire and it is blowing up.
Yeah.
You know? And I think I fear what happens when we do win. When Hillary wins, what happens?
November 9th,
people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you all seen the 13th, that documentary?
No, not yet.
Michelle.
I see it next week.
I'm going to tell you, there is a quote by Lee Atwater on there, and it was when Reagan was running for, Reagan was running, and Lee Atwater was his campaign strategist, and he said, you can't call them N-words anymore, right? So now we get to the point where we say, it's states' rights, and those are code words for talking about making sure that we don't, you know, because we know the blacks are not going, we don't want the blacks to raise up. And then he said, but now it's gotten so abstract. You say things like lower taxes, right? And then you hear that, and you hear that they figured out that when you say, and see, what you have to understand is it's so much bigger than these little things, these words that we hear. When they say lower taxes, right? What does that really mean? That means less going to the poor people,
right?
Less government, sir. Well, I'm for smaller government.
Right.
Why are you for smaller government? For what reason? What has government done? Why instead of 5 bus routes, we do 3 bus routes, and that's better for you,
right?
As somebody that doesn't take the bus. Why is that better?
Right.
In Florida, your taxes are paid through your property taxes, right? In our district, the average price, in me and Dwight's district, average home price is maybe at $150,000, right? Which means your taxes over a year are your total tax bill, that's for everybody, will maybe be $700, $800, maybe $1,000, right? So I reduce your taxes by 10%. I take $10 off of yours. Right. Why are you voting for somebody that's going to save you $10 a month, $10 a year? But yet everybody in your neighborhood going to get fired. You got less resources going to your schools. You cut a few bus routes. You close a few parks. All because you want to pay $10 less a year.
Right.
It's about, I'm telling you, man, there are code words, and you got to look at it in the totality. It's not about smaller government. It's about more efficient government. And I think that when we win, we have to change that narrative. We cannot let that narrative, we can't let people tell me, well, you know, my problem is they take it too much of my taxes, right? And you reduce it by $10 and your whole neighborhood gets laid off.
Right.
And I just think it's a narrative switch that we have to get over. We have to get over at some point.
So you just made, I mean, Senator Brand, you just made such an important point that we don't educate folk about our taxes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And we have to do a better job of that, explaining people, like, this is what government does.
Right.
And this is how much it costs. And if, hey, you want to cut taxes by 10%, you're going to lose $10 off of your
bill. Your tax bill annually.
And your grandmother's not going to get that food that Hialeah was giving you last month.
Exactly.
Right.
The park won't have an after-school program. Right. There'll be less schools.
It's deeper than taxes. It's basic civics, right?
I mean,
you know, when they talk about the fact that they talk about the percentage of people who don't know where their state capitals are.
Right.
Percentage of people who don't know Washington, D.C. is the capital. Percentage of people. I think they said something like only 42% of people in America know the three branches of government.
Right. Right.
I can name them.
How many people say to you, Dwight, you're going to D.C. next week, right?
That's right. they think I stay in D.C. They're like, when do you think I'm going to D.C.? And you're just, I mean, but it's
Tallahassee.
But to your point, Chris, that's going to be the thing is, whoever the next president is, do they have the courage to unify? This is one of those Abe Lincoln moments, right? And I'm not saying we're going to have saying it's a war thing. But I definitely think it's.
I wouldn't put it past it.
But
I don't know if y'all can't see this, but Matt has a big tattoo of Abraham Lincoln on his shoulder.
Like, oh, wow.
You know,
like nice. Full face and everything.
I mean,
from
face,
shoulder
bro.
To mid
wait,
bicep.
With a waving flag.
With a waving flag behind. That is an awesome fundraiser.
Okay, can you see that? Can you
now you just
that?
Validated.
That is an awesome tattoo.
Well, no, I mean, but that's the question.
Now I know I'm here.
That's the question of the age.
He's not a hologram. He's in the air.
It's official. He's in the building.
Okay. All right. We have a couple of questions from Facebook. Cuthbert wants to know if you all think that medical marijuana will pass this time.
Yes.
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 Yes. All the way around.
If Broward gets it on the ballot.
Right, it's not on the ballot in Broward, right?
Why are you talking about Brenda Snipes like that, man? No way.
You know what?
Printing mistakes happen.
Yes.
Rod Kemp says it may not mean that the supporter is a racist, but racist groups like KKK and the white supremacist groups do. So as a supporter, you are indirectly accepting this, Matthew.
Uh-huh. That's a question, Matt.
Is that a question? I mean,
Rod Kemp is just making a statement that, you know who supports him, and so if you're going to support him too, indirectly you are accepting that kind of behavior.
I mean, again, it goes back to where we didn't really get to finish, but you said, how do I make a choice? To me, it's making a choice of the lesser of two evils. I've always explained this election, you really have to make a choice. Do you want someone like Trump, who potentially is a bigot, and you don't know where we're going? Or do you want someone like Hillary that, quite frankly, should be in jail? There was mention of white privilege. Clintons are the epitome of white privilege. She's facing indictment, and her husband's on the tarmac with the attorney general talking about grandkids. Now,
okay,
if that
but
was
she's
anybody
not
else's,
facing indictment.
Mm-hmm.
She was
facing indictment at that point. They were doing the investigation.
See, but that's the thing that kills me about Trump supporters. It's like Trump world. In Trump world, that you can say it, and it's true. She is not facing indictment.
Well, what
period.
Happened to 30,000 emails? You guys were all okay that they just disappeared?
Wait, man. George W. Bush erased almost as many. And so let's just talk about what we're saying is the problem, right? So she had emails on a server. Let's be real specific. She had emails on a server outside of the federal secured server. She decided to have them sent to, let's just even say, her own personal Hotmail, right? Which also, let's just say for the record, Bill Clinton had also, right, as the president.
And Colin Powell.
She did it because it's what was done before by Democrats and Republicans, right? She did that. And so what we're saying is that she was reckless with those emails, and there was a possibility that some of the things that she was reckless with may have gotten into the hands of some people that want to do harm to America, right? Okay, right. So that was the thing she did wrong. Is there? Am I no, wrong?
No, I disagree. She was under subpoena, told to hold these emails, and she wiped out 30,000. We have no idea what was on them.
But what was the case that she was being subpoenaed about? It was about that, right?
Does it make a difference?
It does, because that's the case.
If you're potentially indicted for a criminal charge or myself,
right.
and they give me a subpoena, does it matter that I don't think I did it? I still got to comply with the subpoena. That's the white privilege. I'm going to do what I want, when I want, and I don't care what anyone says. And to me, that's what the Clintons, you know, that's what they signify. But you put anyone else on the ballot, I'd be more than happy.
But no, I see your point. I see.
But that's the big issue I have with her.
But Matt, I see your point, but I mean, on the flip side of that, you're talking about a guy who like will get on TV and say, listen, I got a small loan from my father to start my company of $13 million. You know what I mean? And like in America, where's there a $13 million small loan? Because if I talk to my dad now about, if you talk to Oscar Brandon first, right. Could you get $13 million to start
your company? I can ask. I don't believe that I will get it.
My dad will write a check. And he'll be like, don't cash that.
Don't go to jail.
And listen, I totally get where you guys are coming from that. But at the end of the day, you got to pick and choose your poison as a voter, as any voter. What can you really hope for in your head?
Trump's okay, now Facebook Live is saying, ask the Trump supporter, Matthew.
Here we go.
What happened to the 30 million emails during the Bush administration called Roe deleted that were on a private domain?
I mean, if we're going to go in.
And Shalisha says, this basically the same thing.
Again, we're here now. We're talking about.
Okay, but you.
And then the whole concept of. I don't believe Donald Trump should be in jail. And I'll tell you why I don't believe Donald Trump should be in jail. Because once you start going towards, I believe my political opponent should be arrested, we start talking about fascism, right?
That's out of line. I agree with you. That's out of line.
I just think that saying that Hillary needs to go to jail, Chance that she should go to jail, and if she goes to jail, then all of a sudden Donald Trump becomes president. And even Donald Trump saying, when I become president, I'm going to put you in jail, is like Mussolini.
Right.
And
that's the first thing that's going
to
happen.
I say anybody who thinks to that level and says, my political opponent deserves to be in jail, is just not the type of leadership we need in this country. And that's where I think I draw the line. Now, was she right? Sure. Was she wrong? I think there was an investigation. There was an FBI investigation. And, hey, she got off. Let me tell you, OJ got off on killing Nicole as well. Right? So, yep. Right? And let's go.
So your beef with the legal system.
Right, if your beef is with the legal system, I can tell you a bunch of things that didn't go right there. Right. Them people that beat up Rodney King got off too. Right? And so the legal system is the legal system, and they say she didn't do nothing wrong. She didn't do nothing wrong. Move past it now. Right?
OJ's family wasn't on the tarmac with the main prosecutor, you know, kicking it like they were. I mean, that's where the shade comes in for me, quite frankly. But I understand. I'm an attorney. Justice system is horrible. The disparity in sentencing all around the board.
Right,
In New Jersey, they appoint judges. They're not elected. Most of the New Jersey judges that I've been around, they don't know what the hell they're doing. They really don't. They just supplied enough money to the proper party.
It's true.
We appoint a lot of them here. You know, don't get it twisted. Rick Scott appoints you first, and then you get reelected.
Yeah, and people get, you know, people suffer from that. People, real world people, really suffer from that. So,
and so just imagine if we put somebody on that caliber in the greatest office of the land. Brother Al on line one. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Brother Al.
Yes, ma'am. Hello, brothers. That wonderful Jill.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to try in a wet little time to point out the problems of the world. Jesus said Satan is the god of the world, right? Well, what are you looking for? God? And then John said Satan deceived the whole world and a third of those that knew better. Now, if he's done all of that and is doing all of that, Mr. Farrakhan is teaching us now, and he's going to be there, the whole world is waiting on this one, about why at one time they never let nobody, the Congress, everybody was white. All leadership was white, and really still is. So what is going on now is that verse in Matthew 12:26, where it says, if Satan is divided against himself, his house would not stand. That's why Barack caught hell. Many of the people left him because he was in a seat that he didn't, that they don't want divided. You understand?
Yes.
So now here's the thing. If Satan is going to divide, he can't stand it. I mean, his whole society is going to fall. And that's where the problem is coming in. He don't want it to fall. And if the fall comes, going to address that system Sunday, that question Sunday. And let me tell you something. Many people, including majority of the white people, is waiting for that one. All America had to do the Saudi problem to go to that book when it's talking about, and they ain't never did this itself. It say, love your enemy, pray for those that despitefully use you, bless those who curse you. What else to say? Pray for those who mistreat you and all that. Do not retaliate against people. Americans did all of that, and that's all they got. That's what the churches should do. If the churches preach that, I don't believe they'd do it. That thing they come out, Amendment 2, with the guns and all that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All that is involved. If the preachers preach that for a mm-hmm. month, like the Muslim preach the holy day of Ramadan, which means they try to get rid of all unholiness, mm-hmm. bringing the holiness. If the preachers, if America did that for a month, because I don't believe they'll ever do it, they ain't never did it, they would solve the problem.
Well,
so this is what we're up against, brothers.
Yes.
Jill, I think that was from Matt. I think that question was from Matt.
Let me handle this the proper debate way and just not answer the question. Let me go back. I don't know if you had it, but I really could touch upon what you guys were saying earlier about people, you know, talking about civic duty. I think the biggest problem we have in this country all around is people want to educate themselves. They're going to have, you know, we need no politician as excellent as the politicians are in this room. No one's going to be able to get an individual to click past that Facebook link that they're reading. The majority of people, I think 70-80% of people, get their news from the news feed and read a little bit further and a little bit further. And I think that's the issue, is that people need to want to educate themselves, not just have someone plant an inception in their head and let it flow.
Okay, well,
I agree, man. You know, I was on my news feed and I saw on there that Senator Bullard got endorsed by the Miami Herald today.
This is true.
And I didn't click past it, but I saw that today that Senator Bullard was endorsed.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because I actually clicked the link and the Miami Herald said that I'm the guy.
They did.
There you go.
They did.
Yeah.
They
congratulations.
Not so many words. So.
Gotta love that.
If you believe in the largest publication in Miami-Dade County,
I'm just saying,
who you should vote for,
you know.
Hashtag, I'm just saying.
it didn't make you the guy. So be it.
Hashtag, we just saying.
Do we believe everything we see on Facebook?
No, this is the Herald. This is
a
Pulitzer
Prize. I saw it on
it's
Herald.
It's a Pulitzer Prize winning publication.
Trying to incorporate.
And, largest newspaper in the South.
I do have a question.
Pivoted there.
Yes,
I
don't,
you see how I pivoted there?
Well, listen, okay.
A lot of
pivoting happening. I was going to say, you know, our dear Oprah finally came out and said something today. Did you? Oh, you all were at the game, no. So you probably
missed
it.
So
Oprah said, but you know, she was on with T.D. Jakes, and she basically said, listen, you know, about those who don't say they don't like Hillary. She's like, listen, you're not going to her house. You don't have to like her. You know, you just have to vote for the person who's going to do the least amount of harm. Which one is saying things that you would say? Which one is going to do things that you think you want done in America? Which one of those?
And I would say, from a historical standpoint, folks need to understand that we've had 44 presidents, some with little to no training, some who were hard-pressed to be in every position possible and had all the resumes in the world. And even in the mix of all that, some were good, some were bad. You know,
right.
People would argue that Lincoln was probably one of the least trained presidents.
Right.
Turned out to be one of our best presidents. Lyndon Johnson was probably one of the best resume presidents, turned out to be one of our better presidents. So it's like, it's one of those things where people have to, you know, unfortunately, you don't want somebody who's on the job training. You do want somebody who has enough wherewithal to know right from wrong when they're there. You know, why this is important versus that. Why voting rights for African Americans should be a law of the land versus, you know, keeping them from going to the polls. You know what I mean? Or maybe we need to unify our country over this issue of slavery by any means necessary, regardless of what you feel about me. You know what I mean? It's those kinds of things that, that you expect the president to make hard decisions.
Right.
Or you just want, you know, Bill for first lady and let Lando Calrissian return to his throne. You know what I'm saying?
He is still in the barbershop. State of mind right there.
Lando Calrissian.
Lando Calrissian.
Billy D. Williams.
Billy D. Williams. Yeah,
don't let that smooth taste fool you.
Let
Billy
did.
D. go back
don't
home.
Don't let that smooth taste fool you.
That's it. Shout out to
Cole. But quite honestly, I mean, when you think about... Matthew, do you have children?
No, I don't have children. I don't have any children, no.
So it's a possibility in the next 4 years you might.
Yeah, it's very possible.
So, I mean, and would you be okay with your children growing up in a world with Donald Trump as the leader of the free world?
I wouldn't expect
honestly.
Either of these two presidents to get past the first term, quite frankly.
Well, I think that's, yeah, I think, I agree. I think we're only going to get four.
Hold on. What do you mean Hillary's going to get four? Past the first term? You mean only be first-termers?
Yeah,
they're not
getting
into a second.
Yeah,
I just
mean...
Are you trying to accuse Matt of something?
Stop it, Chris.
Anderson Cooper coming out of the back or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I know.
But, I mean, honestly.
I'm very fearful. I'm not sure if you guys read the email dump. I read a few. I'm fearful about globalization. You know, I value America.
Right.
I'm reading right now.
And that frightens you more than Donald Trump in the White House.
Well, there will be no America. I mean, in the mid-1600s, I think right when Governor Bradford of Plymouth passed away, what was happening was the morals in the country, the church had such high standards. That's why they left England to come over.
Right.
They wanted to do their church their way. Plymouth started with a Plymouth Pact to have law and order.
Right.
Okay. As time went on, people were starting to live for what their life was then, not right. what their life was going to be in the afterlife. So what happened was the churches actually had to loosen their restrictions and let off of their morals. And I think that we're losing law and order in this country. I think that over the past 4 years, I think it's an elephant in the room how bad things are getting. I understand protest. But if these are our children protesting and getting physical and violent, why are you rioting in your own neighborhoods as a form of protest?
One of those dog whistle words there.
Law and order is. But
right.
protesting is something that is fundamentally American. Right?
Very much so.
And if the people who like Trump lose this election, I will guarantee you they will be protesting. Because they will, and they will be, and I am happy that they are protesting, because that is what America is about, is your ability to stand in the streets and say, I disagree with fill in the blank, right? Mm-hmm. So, yes, I don't believe that we have a level of protesting or a level of lawlessness that is more than we've ever had in this country. I think back to the Civil Rights Movement. Those were some pretty heavy protests then. I think that what we are seeing is people that are tired of the things that are happening, and whether it be we talk about police shooting, even if you talk about the Tea Party was a protest, right? Sure. It's the same thing. I think people are exercising their right, and that is what has made America great.
Again.
Period. No, period. Not again. Period. Before. It is what makes America great, is that the people have the ability to stand up and say what you believe, whether I agree with you or not.
With you or not, yeah.
Right.
You have an opportunity to do that and not be shot.
And crime is down.
Just FYI,
over
in jail.
Nationally, crime is down.
It's true.
Matthew, on that note...
But you know what we really
There's
need,
music
though?
Playing, Chris. Yeah. I know you don't have headphones. Bro.
Well, your theme music is playing.
Donald Trump still hasn't released his
tax returns. Why are you taking the mic away?
You don't have to whisper.
Donald Trump has not released his tax returns. You talk about corruption, Matt. This guy will not show where his money comes from.
All I can tell you is, I know a lot of people that are involved in politics that don't pay their taxes.
Right, and
so
he's one of them.
Like Donald Trump. Paying your taxes, but he files them, but don't know what. Hey, how you run your company? The Schedule C. Well, I don't know. You don't file taxes.
There are candidates
who run for president give up their taxes.
Nah, you can't not file. You can't expect to not pay taxes and then be able to talk about someone that filed one that took a loss. And again, this goes down to the laws were there. I'm not saying what he did was right. Trust me.
And either is he, but and he says, well, you know,
change
the law
it.
Is there, so change it. That's like, well, your door is open. I stole your radio. Lock your door.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about whether he's paying taxes.
We can't live in a world like that.
Of showing the public your tax return when you're running for president.
Right.
That custom.
There's never been a president candidate that has deleted 30,000 emails on their subpoena.
That's all they got.
That's
all they
got. Email.
The
emails come back.
Except now
emails,
we can't get over.
That would have been President Bush in 2004.
I kept like hearing the word narrative. Well, the wiki dumps came out. Talked about a lot of stuff. Talked about Bernie got to pay off, whatever. They spent 13 minutes on liberal media on that, and 183 minutes because he said,
there's the word,
pussy.
Liberal media. Okay, yeah. Well, you're and that would be me, you're and
I just want to know if anyone has said that in this room. Amongst the boys, I'm sure we said it.
Matthew, listen, I'm so glad you came, though.
I really am.
We want Matthew calling in next week. Matthew, please call in
FaceTime
next week.
But the beautiful, right, and see, the beautiful thing about this is that, we have opposing point of views, but he's a nice dude, and I would go out and have a drink with him and hang out. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
What makes America great?
One person to a Trump supporter, he'd take me to Tootsie, so someone call him.
And on that note, thank you so much for joining us here on Hot Talk each and every Sunday night from 11 to 1. We'll be back next week. There will be more, and I hope you will join us. I am Jill Tracy. This is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
This is the last take for the night. Understand, that's kind of late. And I gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him. That's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love him more. Let me give you what I got, so I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. I'm so blessed. Yeah, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed. Yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed. Yeah, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. Yes. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, blessed, blessed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Trouble don't happen, it's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know, take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song, you're so blessed. Yes, yes, gonna rock the show on all day long, you're so blessed. Yes. So we up in here with our hands up in the air, waving like we just don't care. We're so blessed, yeah, yeah, up in the morning feeling fresh to death. Went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. I'm so blessed. Yes, 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 yes.
Hot Talk. Talk with Jill Tracy.
Always live.
Always local.
Always entertaining and educating South Florida.
Heard every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
The views and opinions expressed on Hot Talk, guests and callers are not necessarily those of WHQT, Hot 105, or Cox Media Group. Our studios and offices are located at 2741 North 29th Avenue in Hollywood, Florida. Join us next week for more of Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Own a business but baffled by digital marketing? CMG Local Solutions can help you take out all the guesswork out of digital marketing. Reach the right customer with a simple online marketing solution that is right for you. Learn more at cmglocalsolutions.com.
Lights, camera, recline. Come see what's new at the Regal Oakwood 18 Theater in Hollywood, where luxury takes the spotlight. Kick back and enjoy movies a whole new way in Regal's king-size recliners, with all the laughter, suspense, and fun the movies bring to life. And on every trip to Regal, remember your free Regal Crown Club card and be rewarded for your love of movies. King-size recliners are the star of the show at Regal Oakwood 18 in Hollywood.
Hi, this is Betty Wright, and you're listening to WHQT, Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105, a Cox Media Group station.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-256-3483 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.